Doug Smith was telling Jennifer that his first close encounter with a wolf was on Isle Royal, an isolated island in Lake Superior where wolves have been closely studied. Indeed, scientists have followed the wolves and the moose they prey on at Isle Royal National Park for over 5 decades, the longest study of its kind in the world. But now the study is threatened by the dwindling number of predators, and the wolves could be gone as early as next year. One of the study leaders, Rolf Peterson, is an ecologist at Michigan Technological University, and he joins us to explain what's happening. Welcome back to Living on Earth.
Thank you.
Isle Royal is an island, so how do wolves and moose get there?
The present moose population became established over 100 years ago, probably by individuals swimming from the mainland, 15 to 20 miles away. Lake Superior is so cold that only a very large animal like a moose could survive the cold water. Wolves came about 50 years later, in probably the late 1940s, and they would have come across the ice in the winter.
Now, Rolf, you've been observing this interaction between the wolf and the moose for decades now. What did the wolf-moose relationship look like back when the project started?
Well, in 1958, when the project began, no one had any idea what was going to happen at Isle Royal. Some people thought quite seriously that the wolves would kill off all the moose and then start in on people. And what initially seemed to be the case was that there was some sort of static balance between wolves and moose. But after 50 years or more, it's quite clear that the wolf-moose system, the predator-prey relationship, is very dynamic, and these populations are in motion all the time. Actually, now we realize that the whole system is driven by fairly rare events that are relatively unpredictable. For example, new genetic renewal.
A wolf makes it over from the mainland and changes the genetic pool?
Yeah, a wolf wanders over from the mainland and becomes a breeding individual on the island. And we had one very good example of that began in 1997. His genes quickly went through the whole population and fundamentally changed the wolf-moose vegetation dynamic. The wolf population was rejuvenated rather spectacularly, and then amazingly, the wolves killed moose at a higher rate than we'd ever seen before. And they were just better at preying on moose. And that led to an extended number of years when moose were at a low level, and that resulted in a major release of vegetation that the moose typically eat. So it was a three-level response.
Now, what other factors can change that balance between the wolves and moose?
Well, we've seen certainly that a new disease in the wolf fundamentally changed everything. In 1981, a mutant virus called canine parvovirus got to Isle Royal, and the wolf population crashed. And then the immigrant in 1997 resolved that. You know, you sort of have to look at the system as a historian would look at it and realize that it's just one big event after another.
Now, how did you track this predator-prey interaction over the years and its effects on the rest of the Isle Royal ecosystem?
Each winter since 1959, there's been a small airplane at Isle Royal for up to 7 weeks, and all the wolves are counted. The moose are sampled and censused by counting about 15 to 20% of the island. That gives us basically wolf-moose numbers every year. Vegetation has been a harder thing to track, but actually we've had some luck tracking back in time, looking at tree rings. And wolves, although they feed primarily on moose, there's a secondary prey species, the beaver. And the beaver is the great animal engineer who totally renovates habitats by flooding them and creating lakes. So as wolves prey on beaver, so goes the beaver activities.
And tell me today about how many moose and how many wolves are on the island, and what does the interaction look like right now?
About 2015, we just wrapped up our studies a few weeks ago, and there were 3 wolves left, which is the lowest we've ever seen it. And the moose are increasing pretty quickly, stand at 1,250 animals right now. And they've doubled in the last 4 years.
And what's been the high of the wolf population there?
Oh, we had as many as 50 wolves in 1980. And the average is 20 to 30, roughly 24 wolves.
So why are there so few wolves there?
That's a product of close inbreeding. After the arrival of this new wolf in 1997, while things were really good for a while, eventually his genes were so successful that everybody was finally a descendant of his.
So how does the current population show its inbreeding?
The most obvious sign of inbreeding is the fact that they've got spinal abnormalities. That means extra vertebrae or asymmetrical vertebrae started out very low, a few percentage, and by 1994 it had risen to the point where 100% of the wolves have spinal abnormalities.
With a warmer world, less often there's an ice bridge, so less often there's a chance for some fresh wolf DNA to make it on an ice bridge over there. How accurate is that picture, do you think?
Well, that's pretty accurate. Back in the 60s, when observations were first being made of wolves and moose, ice would be the typical situation in winter. You'd have an ice bridge 4 years out of five. Now it's more like 1 year out of 10.
Well, at just three wolves, how sustainable is this population, do you think?
Well, given the genetic makeup of the current three that are left, I wouldn't give it a chance at all of survival. Without new genetic material, I'd say it's a doomed population. I've recommended for the last 4 years to do a genetic rescue. In other words, drop a couple wolves off from the mainland that would breed with the resident wolves. That should lead to a masking of deleterious or bad genes, we could call them. At this point now in 2015, with only three wolves left, the opportunities to do a genetic rescue are mostly gone.
So what's the future of this longest predator-prey study in the world right now?
Well, the predator-prey study could become just a prey study, and that loses a lot of its significance.
Rolf Peterson is an ecologist at Michigan Technological University and one of the Wolf Moose Project leaders at Isle Royale. Thank you so much, Rolf.
Thanks, Steve. It's been great to talk to you again.